Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, May 8th, Happy Resurrection Day, and I am reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in Exodus chapter 33 today, in Psalm 131, and in 1 Corinthians we'll be reading chapter 4 starting in verse 14. Exodus chapter 33. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Leave this place, you and the people you brought up out of Egypt, and go up to the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I will send an angel before you and drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go with you because you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way." When the people heard these distressing words, they began to mourn, and no one put on any ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, you are a stiff-necked people. If I were to go with you even for a moment, I might destroy you. Now take off your ornaments, and I will decide what to do with you." So the Israelites stripped off their ornaments at Mount Horeb. Now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside the camp some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose and stood at the entrances to their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance, while the Lord spoke with Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, they all stood and worshiped, each at the entrance to their tent. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, 'Lead these people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, 'I know you by name, and you have found favor with me.' If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." And Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." Then the Lord said, "There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen." In this passage, Moses wants God to continue to lead forth, and he kind of pleads with God in verse 13, "If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you." What a prayer for us. Teach us your ways, Lord, that we might continue to find favor with you. So the presence of the Lord is what distinguished Israel. That's what set them apart. And this is what distinguishes us as believers as well, that we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within us to guide us and to help us. But we have to acknowledge God's leading. We have to be open and aware of God's Spirit. And so in this next passage tomorrow, we'll see that God does reveal himself to Moses. But it's interesting that while he reveals himself to Moses, his glory is very much tied to his character. So they see God most fully by knowing who he is. I say this a lot. I learned it from a friend. When you cannot see God's hand, you can trust his heart. This is the sentiment behind this passage, that the people of Israel may not be able to see a physical manifestation of God. In fact, God said, "Don't try to make me into an idol, because that won't be a full representation of who I am." But the people can know through experience with God what his character is. And the law is being given to them as well to point them towards the goodness and the wisdom of God. Okay, let's move on to Psalm 131. I'm not sure if I love Psalm 131 because it's so close to 130, or because the beautiful imagery of a child being weaned and one that can just rest in its mom's arms. But I do love it so much. It's only three verses, so let's listen to God's word attentively and ask him to work in our midst. A song of ascents of David. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. Let's move on over to 1 Corinthians. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 today. We'll begin with verse 14 and go through the end of the chapter. As I read, I just want you to think about the importance of having people surround us as mentors and for us to be that kind of person for another, to be willing to invest in the people of faith around us, to help them grow. And also, just the idea that the kingdom of God reveals itself through God's power, that it's not a matter of talk, but it's a matter of God's power, which leads us back to dependence upon God. We cannot manufacture God's power. God is the one who works. Let's read together. I'm writing this not to shame you, but to warn you as my dear children. Even if you had 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me. For this reason, I have sent to you Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church. Some of you have become arrogant, as if I were not coming to you. But I will come to you very soon, if the Lord is willing. And then I will find out not only how these arrogant people are talking, but what power they have. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. What do you prefer? Shall I come to you with a rod of discipline, or shall I come in love and with a gentle spirit? Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Happy Sunday to you. Let us end together with a prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow in his steps in the way that leads to eternal glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.